is Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Alito. He's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio. And Brian Roush, I did my civic duty this week in terms of high school football. I told everyone down in the Champaign area on Friday night, go to the Tolono Unity Monticello game. Don't go to the Illinois-Nebraska game because Friday nights are for high school football and not Big Ten football. Am I right?
You're right. Even though I went to a Badger game earlier this year on a high school football Friday, I agree completely, and I understand Illinois' need for the exposure, but they're in such a fertile valley there with high school football, a lot of great rivalries down in that area, a lot of great games on any given Friday night, and they're competing with that. And I think that's too bad. I hope the Big Ten rethinks that whole decision, and I think you made the right call. Stay away. There'll be a lot of Husker fans that, you know, made it to the game, but stay away and support your high school team.
Yeah, and I know we kid Brian, he went to that Wisconsin game early in the season, but they've taken him off double secret probation. but you know, the high school kind of coaching association, they made an issue of, you know, the Friday night is for high school football and not college football. But, you know, Brian, I think it's a perfect segue for me this week. You know, I want to talk about promotion of the sport. It's been a lot of the topic of conversation I've had with coaches already this year, 6 weeks into the season, you know, talking about participation numbers and trying to reverse the trend of, you know, the decline in kids playing high school football. And I know John Hoshide here at WRMJ, we've talked about it dealing with game preparation this year, and it's been kind of weird where, and this hasn't been an issue with our local coaches that we cover in terms of getting information, you know, roster, starting lineups, and stats. But there's been several occasions this year where we send out, you know, a request for information, doing a game, and no response. And, you know, the little things add up. And I know that just frustrates me to no end, that in one breath people complain about the decline in participation numbers, what can we do? And then in another breath, a thing like this, hey, I'm not going to send the station information that's doing a game, doesn't sound like a big deal. But I'd say that aggravates me a lot.
Oh, it does me as well. And as you say, your local coaches, our local coaches are awfully good, and they really appreciate the coverage. And I think sometimes you run into areas where they're not used to having radio coverage, so they don't maybe, you know, take as much notice of our requests because they're just not used to dealing with that. But it is very frustrating. We're out there trying to help them along to promote the sport. And all we're looking for generally is a little bit of information, a roster, some starting lineups, and maybe just a brief period to do an interview, find out a little bit more about their team, and share that with our listeners. And if they think that we're spying for one of our local schools, we're not smart enough to be utilized as spies.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, it's about promotion of the sport, I think. I mean, it's promotion of that program. But in general, you know, we talk about the state of high school football in Illinois. To me, that's about promotion of the sport as well. And it comes down to this for me. You know, if the coach doesn't want to provide the information, Brian, tell me. Send me an email and say, hey, I'm not going to share it with you. That's cool. Hey, well, I'll move on. I'll get it some other way. But you know, it's that type of stuff. And then, too, I understand some head coaches are really busy. I get that. But, you know, there's other staff members on that program and, you know, delegate and say, hey, can you send the information out or whatever? And you brought up a good point. This is a perfect segue, and I mean it. You know, I've had a few coaches in the past, and I'll use my good friend Jason Kirby as an example. When he was coaching at Rock Ridge or Sherrard, we always used to kid about there was a coach from an area school who always wouldn't share information with me because he said, you'll share it with Kirby. And I'm like, if Jason Kirby needs help from Jim Taylor to game plan, he's in big trouble, but whatever. And that's the sensitive type of thing. If people are that protective where they think a radio broadcaster is going to help game plan for a coaching staff or give them the upper advantage, I'm sorry, I just don't buy that.
No, I don't either, but I will share this with you, Jim. Back in 2003, I believe, Mount Carroll went to state and finished second. they played a bunch of games, like in shootouts and such, and they played East Chicago, Indiana, and their coach demanded out of me in exchange for his starters a scouting report on Mount Carroll. I gave it to him. It was flawed, and I'm not very knowledgeable about the ins and outs of basketball, but I gave it to him, and I didn't know what else to do. I needed that starting lineup and their record and such, but yeah, that's the only time I've ever run into a situation like that.
Well, that coach needs more help than if he needs a scouting report from a radio announcer. Come on.
that's right, yes.
All right. So, again, to me it boils down to, hey, you know, promotion of the sport is good in the littlest thing right now, especially in terms of high school football, all adds up. He's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. I'm Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Toledo. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio.